So what is an exit? It is where you sell your Chrome extension or Chrome extensions for a cash lump sum payment, and you're going to hand over the keys to the kingdom and walk away. So you're no longer responsible for the Chrome extension. Somebody else owns it and they're going to take it in the direction they see fit. You're no longer going to get your monthly income, but you will get a cash lump sum payment. And as such, it's usually an asset sale. So if you have a limited company or an LLC in the US, the buyer will usually just buy that asset from your business rather than buying your entire business itself. And that's how it's usually structured. Sometimes it will actually buy the entire business, but most of the time it will be an asset sale. There'll always be some sort of handover period. Sometimes it can be super short, and other times they'll want you to be available for at least 90 days just whilst you get to grips with the code base and running the business as it is. So sometimes there's only this handover period, but other times you'll have an earnout over a longer period of time, which is, as it suggests, you don't get 100% of the cash up front. You might get 60% and earn that remaining 40% out over the following 6 to 12 months. But yeah, that subscription now goes to the buyer in exchange for the cash lump sum they've paid you. And roughly you can expect 4 to 8 times your annual profit, depending on a number of factors, which we'll go into in the valuing your Chrome extension business lesson. But that's the high level essentials of what's happening in an exit. Okay, so I'll see you in the next lesson where we will discuss why you might want to exit in the first place, what your motivations might be. Okay, so I'll see you in the next lesson.